Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate. HealthLink On Air is produced each week by Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And I guarantee you the conversation we're about to have will affect the great majority of you listeners, anyone who's a parent or a grandparent, or ever hopes to be a parent. Yes, the majority of you. It's a conversation about, well, slow parenting. And I hope that wets your whistle for a moment as I introduce this morning's guest to you, a return engagement from Dr. Judd Stoller, MD, Associate Professor of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences from Upstate. Good morning, Dr. Stoller. Welcome back.
Good morning, Trish. Thank you.
We're glad to have you here. This slow parenting, this is a concept that we picked up actually from an article in the New York Times. And before we get started with our conversation, I want to read this description to set the stage for our listeners. It's by Lisa Belkin from the New York Times, and she says, "Perhaps you know it by its other names: helicoptering, smothering mothering, alpha parenting, child-centered parenting, or maybe there's a description you coined on your own but kept to yourself: overly enmeshed parenting, get them into Harvard or bust parenting, my own mother never breastfed me, so I'm never going to let my kid out of my sight parenting, etc., etc." Dr. Stoller, what is she talking about?
Well, she's talking about a generation of parents who, by and large, have really overextended themselves to provide everything for their children, and to live, in some senses, live vicariously through their children and their successes and their activities to satisfy some of their own needs.
Well, this actually seems to be almost the opposite of that. It's almost a reaction to that. Maybe a new trend, perhaps? Is parenting a trendy kind of thing?
Well, I think slow parenting is a term that should be considered the opposite of the over-enmeshed and the over-involved parent. And that's a new trend that she's talking about that I think is, in some ways, an effort to balance things out and compromise from an extreme to really backing off and not being so involved in your children's activities and lives.
Well, let's talk about what the overindulgent part of it has been, and then get to the slow parenting, because I think we'll understand it as a reaction a little bit better. I do think that over the last 10 or 15 years, as I have observed, and my kids are older, so fortunately, I'm not observing myself, but I see even in my neighborhood where it seems like parents are always in the car taking their kids someplace. What's that all about?
That's about trying to be the best parent you can, but sometimes missing the boat. I think the parent is making an effort to provide everything they possibly can for their child, whether it's in material things or in a participation in every activity possible. And it's the parent's motivation to I think, try to do everything for the child, and yet sometimes it isn't necessarily the best guidance or the best way to go.
You know, I have to question whether it's really for the child. I look at some of these parents who are taking their kids every afternoon to one lesson or another, and then they've got sports all weekend long, and they've got this and that, and they say, oh, you know, Johnny's going to grow up and get a scholarship for playing football, or Margie's going to grow up and get a scholarship for playing golf, whatever it is. It seems to me that it's more about the parent than it is about the child.
I think in many cases that's true. I think that it's hard for parents to recognize that sometimes, but it's important to step back and, as a parent, ask yourself, are you pushing your child for your own needs or for their needs or possibly for both? But, you know, how do you find the balance, and what in the end, what's best for the family, what's best for the child as well as the parent and the whole system?
Well, you know, that's an interesting concept. Maybe it shouldn't be about the child.
Well, I think, again, it's about balance, and, you know, raising children is a fluid process. There are times when we have to sacrifice our own needs for the needs of the child and certainly follow the rhythms of the child, particularly when they're very, very young. I've seen many parents who have tried to mold the rhythm of a newborn or an infant to their own rhythms, and that's not a very fair thing to do. We have to mold to the rhythms of the child. But it requires fluidity, because as time goes on, we also have to teach a child to balance their needs with the needs of the family or the society. And when we start to think about balance as opposed to always indulging the child, in the end, we're helping ourselves as well as the child in terms of their development.
So, and I was going to say that. I mean, I was an elementary teacher, as many of our listeners know, for many years, and I would watch some of these kids who had been really indulged. And what I learned was they therefore didn't always have the coping skills they needed when they got to school to not just share with the rest of the classroom, but coordinate with the rest of the classroom. They expected the world to be focused on them, and they weren't able to function in that system. Is that typical?
Yes, I think that discipline and self-control and delay of gratification and learning about the feelings of other children and parents and people is a very important part of growing up. And if you indulge your child to an extreme, that learning process and the neuronal development that occurs through that learning process is either delayed or derailed.
Is it, again, going back to raising my own children, the question was always quality versus quantity. And the idea being spending quality time with your children was more important than spending quantity time. I think that's what a lot of us parents who had to work, both of us had to work, or in my case, I was a single parent, I had to work. I always wanted to think that at least the time I was spending with my children was quality time. So do we maybe have a misinterpretation of what that means? If a parent is constantly schlepping their child from one activity to the next, are they calling that quality, when in fact it really isn't much quantity at all?
Well, I think that sometimes there is a misunderstanding about quality time. And you know, the idea that you're transporting your child from game to game and watching them participate in a game may or may not be a quality experience. If there's a great dialogue that goes on between you and your child during the transport, and there's an appreciation on both sides of the participation in the sport and so on that can be discussed and realized, then that may be quality time. On the other hand, it may be that everybody's on their cell phone or text messaging or playing a video game during any of the time that the people are spending together, and that's not quality time at all. And of course, another aspect of quality time that people don't like to think about is discipline. You know, I've had parents who have said to me, you know, I'm a weekend parent. There's maybe a split family, and I'm a weekend parent, and I don't want to spend any time other than enjoyable time with my child. I don't want to have to send them to the room or make them do their homework or anything else. We're just going to have a good time. And as a matter of fact, that isn't necessarily quality time. If the child grows up with this attitude of splitting, where they think one parent is the police person and the other parent is all goodies, that doesn't help a child develop an integrated and balanced sense of people. So quality time includes disciplining children as well.
What do children tell you? You talk to children all day long. They're seeing you for therapy, and they clearly have problems. And I know that we can't talk about individual children, but as a whole, do they complain to you when they've been overextended? Do they complain to you when they don't have enough to do? What do they say about their relationships with their parents that's reflected in this?
More often than not, the kids today are discussing problems of being overscheduled and stressed. An awful lot of kids feel the stress of their daily routines.
Stress does seem like a big one, yeah. And does that, you know, we hear a lot about, we just talked to Dr. Rich O'Neill about teens and depression. Can they get depressed, or can they become discipline problems from any of this?
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. I think stress is a final common pathway for the development of many types of symptoms, and not the least of which can be depression. But a lot of kids will not necessarily say, I feel sad or hopeless or blue. Some do, but many don't. And many kids who are experiencing depressive symptomatology will express it in anger or irritability.
They will.
Yes.
So now we go to this idea of slow parenting, which seems to me like the other extreme. We had the children who were overextended, and now we've got the parents who are saying, well, you know, slow parenting, that means I'm really not going to do anything. I'm going to make excuses for why I can't take my kids' places and so forth. And in some ways, it seems like maybe a reaction to the economy. But is it really just the other extreme? Should we be looking for something different?
I think that it may be a reaction to from one extreme to another. And I think that the key really is balance. You know, when the pendulum swings from being over-involved and over-micromanaging to something called slow parenting, where you're basically backing off and not involved in your kids' activities and lives, I think it can be a problem either way. And I think when we think about the balance of our own needs, the balance of our children's needs, and being able to be flexible and pragmatic in approaching daily life and daily decision making, everybody benefits. And it's a great example to set for the kids.
And you know what, I liked what you said earlier about it's a system. The family is a system. And everyone needs to learn to collaborate, perhaps, with the other members of the family. And that's for everybody's good.
Indeed.
Very good. Well, Dr. Judd Stoller, thanks so much for coming by this morning and explaining overextended parenting and slow parenting. I do think balance is the key.
My pleasure.
And listeners, we're going to take a quick break. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate Medical University's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.